snake was climbing a tree. It wanted the bird's nest, but the sticky sap on the tree made it leave.
That bird didn't want to get eaten by a predator, so it chose a safe place to live. Hi, and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. You probably want to stay safe from physical danger, right? Well, don't forget about spiritual danger. Satan wants to hurt you by getting you to sin and do bad stuff. That's dangerous for you because it pushes you away from God and makes it easier for you to do harmful stuff in the future. Don't let Satan push you away from God. Instead, listen to James chapter 4. It says, "Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Our story for today is called Resisting Predators. As Amalia's youth group started on a nature hike, Pastor Jim pointed out the wildflowers and various animals. After hiking a short time, Amalia gasped. "Is that a snake?" she asked, looking up at a tree. "I didn't know they could climb." "That kind can," said Pastor Jim. "I think it's headed for that hole up there." He pointed to a hole higher up the tree. "That's a woodpecker's nest." The kids watched as the snake moved closer and closer to the hole. When it got quite near, it began to squirm. Then, to their surprise, it began to retreat down the tree.
"It's leaving," said Amalia. "Why is that?"
"That hole is a red-cocketed woodpecker's nest," Pastor Jim explained. "They make nests in pine trees that have a thick sap that comes out around the woodpecker's hole. The snake doesn't like that sap on its skin, so it leaves."
"We should leave too," declared Amalia, "before that snake gets down here."
After the hike, Pastor Jim gathered the kids for a short devotional time. "Seeing that woodpecker's nest made me think of a Bible verse," he said. "Red-cocketed woodpeckers resist predators by making nests in pine trees with sticky sap. It made the snake flee from the bird's nest. Like the snake, Satan is a predator. He tries to get us to believe his lies so we'll turn to sin instead of trusting God. Yet the Bible says if we resist the devil, he'll flee too. But how do we do that?"
"Well, we had lessons about the armor of God," said one of the boys.
"So things like prayer and remembering that we belong to Jesus would be a way to resist him, right?" Pastor Jim nodded. "When Jesus was tempted by Satan, he turned to the truth of God's word," said Amalia. "Knowing what God says in the Bible helps us resist Satan's lies."
"Yes, all those things are important," said Pastor Jim. "Those birds build their nests on the west side of trees so the afternoon sun shines on the sap and keeps it fresh and moist, ready for the enemy. And prayer and studying God's word keeps us fresh and ready to resist the devil by reminding us that Jesus has freed us from Satan's power and gives us victory over sin."
Well, how about you? Do you know that it's possible to have victory over temptation? If you know Jesus as your Savior, He has freed you from sin's power and gives you the ability to resist Satan's lies. When faced with temptation, remember that you belong to Jesus. Talk to Him and remember the truth of His Word. As you trust and obey God, He'll give you victory over temptation and Satan will flee. Our key verse is James 4:7.
"Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you."
And our key thought for today, resist the devil. Have you heard of the Red Rock Mysteries books? Bryce and Ashley are normal teenage twins, except they find adventure wherever they go. They deal with the usual middle school stuff, but they also learn how to track down stolen gold and outlaw kidnappers. Find the Red Rock Mystery book series at keysforkids.net and click shop. I'm Zach. Thanks for tuning in to Keys for Kids.